Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal!
Yes, folks, welcome to Goal. We're looking at round five coming up and having a bit look at round four. But before we do, I'd very much like our panellists to introduce themselves, then we'll get straight into it. First up, I'm Marcus.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Steve.
Excellent. Boys, let's get straight into the game. Let's go first up with the Newcastle Jets game against Melbourne Victory last
week. Your boys
weekend.
Will go?
Go for it,
yes.
Mate.
I was very happy. They defeated Victory 2-1. In front of almost 14,000 fans, Newcastle star Heskey capitalised on two chances in 3 second half minutes to see the Jets defeat Melbourne Victory 2-1 at Hunter Stadium last Friday night. Thompson gave the Victory a chance to get back into the match in the 75th minute when he scored, but it wasn't enough in the end.
How'd you see it, Steve?
Another frustrating game for the Victory here, I think. They had the majority of the chances in this game. And Newcastle capitalised, as Lucas has said, on pretty much two chances for the whole game. One mistake from Brew, and the other one was a little bit of good interplay, but they had two chances all night, scored from them. And
what's going? I mean, are Melbourne Victory going to turn the season around? Because they find themselves on the bottom of the ladder, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? They've got a great coach. They've got a team which is... there are some players who can seriously play. What's going on, Jack? What's happening, mate?
I don't know. Just a new game plan from the coach. Something, don't know. Just
it's all going downhill.
I think it's something that just happens, really. You sort of go off, and the next season you're really, really up.
Do you think maybe this is like a bit of a building process? He's sort of trying to.
It should be.
Yeah, they need to learn on how.
Andrew's teaching them. Yeah, I think there's a bit of a. What do you reckon, Steve? That seems to be the.
I guess if you look back on. The way the Raw started when Ange Postecoglou took over at the Raw 2.5-3 years ago,
yeah,
they kind of started the same way. They started with a few very shaky results because of the game plan that he's implementing, and then went on their 20-odd game winning streak. So, fingers crossed, to Melbourne Victory supporter that happens.
My big finger crossed that one there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, boys, let's move on to Adelaide United versus Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, Adelaide. Pretty good. They're doing really great this season. They're 3-1 against Wellington. A second-half goal, flurry, and a controversial red card allowed Adelaide United to come from behind and claim a 3-1 win over Wellington Phoenix at Hindmarsh Stadium last Saturday in front of 8,500 fans. The Reds fought back from a 1-0 halftime deficit following two goals by Argentine Geronimo to inflict... the Phoenix's first loss of the season. Phoenix's disastrous second half continued in the 77th minute when Sigmund was red carded after making slight contact on Geronimo, who fell hard to the turf.
Now, Adelaide United are the real deal, aren't they?
They are.
They're the real deal.
They've surprised me this year. I will admit that. I think they have really, really come on a long way, and their games in the pre-season against Asian sides in the Champions League have really helped. And I think Wellington is as well. So this was a clash between two teams that will end up right up there.
Yeah, well played. Well, they're well coached as well too. Now, listen, we've got to talk about the controversy which played itself out on the weekend. And in that particular game, boys, how did you see it? Geronimo? What's going on there?
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have done it. He just probably... because he was going clean through to the goal, wasn't he? Yeah, so he probably... Even though he probably did touch him... in a real way, I would have kept running, so he shouldn't have done that, even though, because if he got three, he would have gone back and have a shot, but he might have missed it. So I wouldn't have done it. Just foul.
What do you reckon, Jack?
So don't do it.
This business about, is it, you see it as the dive, mate?
Yeah, it's not really, it's not, with players doing this, I don't really think it's like how it was. Like, why don't players just not sort of in a way cheat, just play the game fairly?
So you see it as cheating, do you?
Yeah, I reckon it's cheating. It's like just not right.
Tackler just said he was a cheat.
Mm. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, diving's a blight on our sport, really. It ruins games. It changes the outcome of games. It slows the game down. And I think a lot of our non-football fans see that as one reason they don't like the game. Look, the FFA cleared Geronimo of diving in this instance. I still think he did dive. There was slight contact there, so I can see their point of view. Sigmund did deserve a red card there. He did grab his shirt, but Geronimo didn't need to go down like he did either.
Mm. It's disappointing, that sort of stuff that goes on. Okay, Jack, we got the next game, mate. Western, the Wanderers versus Brisbane Roar.
Yeah, the Wanderers beat the Roar 1-0, which is a good match. Western Sydney Wanderers broke through the first win, a famous 1-0 triumph over Brisbane Roar at the home of the defending A-League champions. In front of over 12,500, the competition's new kids were on front foot from the first, while the whistle was always one step ahead of the Roar, who looked completely out of ideas at Suncorp Stadium.
Is it just a hiccup on the radar for them?
For the Roar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good result for Western Sydney here. I'm happy it's come, to be honest. I do think they've got a fairly strong side there. Historic moment for Mark Bridge, who scored the first goal for Western Sydney.
Would you say he's famous?
He could be now. It's a moment in history.
Could be famous. Possibly. Now.
The other one there that is an interesting fact that wouldn't really be well known there. A young 20-year-old Joey Gibbs played his second A-League game, and before that, his only other A-League game was in the grand final between Sydney and Melbourne back in 2009.
Oh, golly.
So, a bit of interesting trivia there.
Yeah, nice work. Boys, what age did you see the game?
I thought that just Roar was a bit off. They weren't. Something to look up to. I know it was probably a one-happen thing, but I really thought they would have won and should have won.
They should have won, I agree with
you. Western Sydney, they scored the goal like around the 30th minute mark or something, and that's pretty early for a game. Well, for them, yeah, because they haven't scored, and I think they just wanted to win more than Jet.
Lucas. I think the most pleasing thing to come out of this, another big crowd. Again, 12,500.
That's good.
It's a good crowd. It's that's above Brisbane Roar's season average they normally get. So, yeah, I think that's a very big positive out of that as well.
That's definitely a positive. Jack, next game, mate. Now, the Mariners versus Melbourne Heart.
Yeah, the Mariners defeated Melbourne Heart 1-0. In front of almost 6,500 fans at Amy Stadium, Boshik's free kick earned Central Coast Mariners a 1-0 win over a disappointing Melbourne Heart at Amy Park last Saturday. In one of the more forgettable matches this season, Boshik curled home what proved to be the winner of the 51st minute on Sunday. One of few chances created by either team during this match.
Now, there were a few people running at work on Monday and they were sort of shaking their heads saying, what is going on with Melbourne Heart? They just weren't even on the ball. They weren't focused. They were just dreadful.
I must admit I didn't watch too much of this game, but by the sound of it, it wasn't a very spectacular game. It wasn't one that I'm going to regret missing. Mm. It seemed to be a fairly slow, uneventful game, unfortunately.
Disappointing because, I mean, I'm on the ladder there. They're coming second bottom the ladder now. I mean, Heart have got so much promise and well coached as well too. And they've got a, you know, they're sort of, ready to launch, I feel. And they'd be disappointed about that.
They do.
Result.
You look down their list and, look, they should be right up there.
Yeah,
they've got two current Socceroos in that team. So they really should be right up there.
Yeah. And I think last year that Melbourne Heart looked, they were brand new, but I think they looked a bit not better, but they looked like they were brighter and more into it.
Could that be again with a brand new coach coming through? A few technical changes there? Yeah,
possibly.
Let's hope they turn it around, though. Okay, Lucas, finish off, mate, the Sydney versus Glory game.
Yes, in front of a great crowd of 22,000.
Absolutely.
Sydney have come from behind to beat a 10-man Perth 2-1 at ANZ on Sunday. Sky Blues trailed 1-0 at halftime for goals to star duo Del Piero and Emerton turned the game on its head.
I tell you, Del Piero has been a fantastic pickup for them, hasn't he, Steve? He's been amazing.
He's a bit slower than he used to be, but the ball skills and the ability to finish goals is unbelievable. It's amazing to have someone of that talent down in Australia at the moment.
It's been fantastic. And Sydney are looking really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, boys? Yeah. There's something going on there, isn't there, eh?
Yeah, with the pickup of Piero.
But just remember better Heskey attacking as well.
Yeah, and Heskey.
Oh, Heskey's Newcastle boys.
Yeah. Heskey and Del Piero have been fantastic.
For the comp.
Yeah, pick us for the competition.
I have to agree with you, Marcus. They're looking like a strong side. They've still got Jason Kalina to come back into this side.
Oh, jeez.
Who arguably is one of the better Socceroos in the last 10 years. So Del Piero, Emerton, Kalina in one side. Looking a scary prospect for other sides. So.
Definitely.
I thought he played for Jets, but he hurt his knee at the start of the last year's season.
He did, Lucas. So bit of history there. He got his contract cut by Newcastle because of some legal issue with his knee, because he came to the club with a pre-existing injury that he didn't disclose. And, he's been working with Sydney ever since to come back from that injury. So they've signed him up for a year and hopefully he gets back, because he'd be a good person to have back in the Socceroos as well.
Absolutely. Okay, boys, let's move on to this weekend's matches. It's a long weekend of matches. Tomorrow, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday and Monday night, which is going to be great for over the whole weekend.
Finally, the A-League's seen the Melbourne Cup as a positive.
Nice work.
Yes.
Jack, tell us what's happening on. What's the first
opening? Yeah, Western Sydney v Melbourne Heart kicks off at 7:30 on Friday at Parramatta Stadium.
What's your tip, Jack?
Probably Heart. Yeah, Heart.
Yeah, Lucas? Heart as well. They're just too good, probably.
Simon Colosimo should come back into this team after his suspension for the handball. So he'll be a big in for our Melbourne Heart at the back there.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I think Heart will win, but I hope Western Sydney win.
I'm tipping Heart to win. Western Sydney are obviously going to be feeling pretty good about themselves last weekend, but I think Melbourne Heart will be too strong in the end. Even though it's away, they'll be too strong. Lucas?
Central Coast versus Sydney kicks off at 7:30 on Saturday night at Blue Tom.
What do you reckon, Lucas?
I'm going to go with Sydney. They've been playing really well lately, and I think they've got to keep the form going.
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah, I reckon Sydney as well. Just, form and players. Yeah.
Steve?
Hard one to pick. I'll go with everyone else there. Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney are building their season, I think, and they will probably be too strong.
They will be. I'm tipping Sydney as well too. Although Mariners aren't doing too bad, but I think Sydney are building something pretty good for this year. I imagine they'll keep on going, so they'll win nicely. Lucas.
Perth Glory versus Newcastle Jets kicks off at 6:45 PM on Saturday at NRB Stadium.
Lucas.
Jets. They've been playing good.
Really well. Well, that's all they have in Perth, eh, mate?
Nah, I'm confident.
Okay, nice. That's good. Stick with your boys. Jack?
Because it's a Perth have more of a chance, but I'm still going to go with Newcastle. Close.
Steve, what do you reckon?
Oh, Newcastle are the surprise packets this year, I have to say. Lucas was saying to me before we went on air that every time I've picked against Newcastle, they've won.
Whoa.
So he's going to want me to pick Perth here.
I won't. Well, let's see.
But look, Newcastle with Heskey scoring every game at the moment, I think they're the strongest one out of those two.
Yeah, I'm picking Newcastle as well too. Okay, let's go with Jack, the next game, mate.
Yeah, Brisbane Roar v Adelaide kicks off at 4 PM on Sunday at Suncorp Stadium.
This is going to be an amazing game.
Yeah, it's going to be a really,
really
great
game. Lucas, how do you see it, mate?
I'm going to go with Roar because they've got probably there's going to be a lot of fans at stadium, and they'll probably have all their fans behind them cheering them on.
So you reckon they'll come?
Why, yeah.
They'll win. Jack?
I I reckon Adelaide will get up, actually.
Whoa.
Nah.
Why, Jack? It's got a feeling?
Yeah, I've got a feeling that Brisbane might play as bad as they did last week.
Ooh.
They might not be. They might not have much confidence from last week.
Okay. Lee, Steve, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go with Jack there. Yeah. I think Adelaide are the strength team of this competition at the moment. Because John Cosmina's really brought his style back into the game and his success. He's a successful coach.
He is.
So, yeah, Adelaide for me.
Yep, I'm tipping Adelaide as well too. I think Brisbane, although it'll be a fantastic game, I think Adelaide will just sneak home in the end. And finally, on Monday night,
yep.
Lucas?
On Monday night, Melbourne Victory, the E Wellington Phoenix kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at Etihad.
Nice. You going, Lucas?
No.
I'm going.
I am too.
I'm looking forward to it too. Got the whole family going. Looking forward to the big game. Jack, what's your tip, mate?
Come on, Jack. Wellington, yeah.
You're picking Wellington?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Melbourne boy?
Yeah. I
want Melbourne to win, but yep. I just think won't happen.
What he said.
What do you reckon, Lucas?
Same? He said, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go for Melbourne victory because I think time's come that they're going to put it all together, score a big bag this weekend. Archie Thompson to score a few, hopefully, in front of a big Melbourne crowd, big vocal Melbourne crowd on Cup Eve. And Melbourne Victory are going to win this game.
Fans could be a factor.
Yeah, I think Melbourne Victory are going to win. I actually think Melbourne Victory haven't been playing that badly this season, apart from the game against Raw.
Yeah.
But they had a few players out in that game there. But I reckon they haven't been playing that badly, and I think that the time is nigh.
Let's hope so. From a Melbourne point of view, anyway.
Oh God! Well, let's look at the ladder. It's a bit of a miserable for the Victorian teams. But do you want to read them out, boys? How's the sit them out after end of round 4?
Yeah, I'll read the bottom five. Melbourne Victory is on bottom with the Heart with only a win, which honestly don't think they can get up and win the premiership.
Yeah, they're not playing good.
It's only early days.
Melbourne Heart with, I believe, 4 points.
Any chance for the flag, mate?
No.
Okay, you've written two teams written
next
off.
Next year, a little bit.
Keep going, next
the
one.
The Wanderers with 4 and Brisbane FC with 4-2.
And mate, which can Wanderers win the flag?
Nah, just
Brisbane Roar?
Experience is better. Oh, Brisbane maybe.
Oh, an early tip, okay. And
maybe. Wellington on 5 points.
And your tip? Flag? No flag?
Nah, no flag.
Okay, let's move into the top five.
Sydney FC 6.
It's your colleague's turn.
Sydney FC 6. They've got a good chance of winning this. Perth on 6 as well. I don't think they're probably a real contender right now.
Okay.
Even though they've been up the top.
Mm-hmm.
Mariners on 7 points. I don't think. Maybe. Jets on 9 points.
They'd be flag favourites, wouldn't they?
I hope so.
No pressure, of course.
Yeah. I think they might have a chance of winning this. And Adelaide on 9 points, and they will have a good chance of winning it as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I'll throw my two bob in here, I think. Look, I still think all bar Western Sydney have a chance of winning this year. This competition this year is open, very open, and it's very, very hard to pick each week who's going to win a game. So I'm going to make the prediction that what we see at the moment is nowhere near what's going to happen by the
end of the season. Yeah, and it's changed so much already. I mean, Melbourne Heart, they were third. And flying after two matches or so. I think you're right. It's very up in the air still, and it's a bit hard to tell what's going to happen, but we only had four rounds, fellas.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't write Melbourne Victory or Melbourne Heart off just yet.
So before we
fingers crossed.
Before we finish there, Mark, there's some big news I read just before we came on air.
Hey, what's that?
About Perth Glory. Perth Glory's owner, Tony Sage, is at the moment looking at building his own stadium over in Perth.
Oh, great.
Which is some big news. So I'll open up to the boys. What do we think about owners building their own stadium so they don't have to pay that rent to the stadiums they're using at the moment? What do we think?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea because they're probably saving the club more money as well.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it'll cost
heaps. A lot of money for the club, but then it will be worth it.
Probably worth it over the years.
Yeah, over all the years.
So do we start to look at the English yeah. way of doing things. The club owns their stadium.
Yeah.
Runs everything inside their stadium.
We'll probably go around the world and some other clubs are out. Maybe over in England we'll probably start thinking of doing it as well.
Don't they? Some of the clubs have done it.
Yeah. Look, I personally think this is the way of the future for our game. The more money our owners put into the game, the better our game's going to be. So if the clubs can make some revenue from their own stadiums, bring it on.
Nice. Okay, boys, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks for joining me today on the show, and we'll be back next Thursday, every Thursday at 1:45, previewing and reviewing all the footy action that's coming up on the weekend and the previous that week. So, boys...
Yes, and don't forget to follow us.
Oh, yes, nice.
Yes, Lucas, your favourite one?
Instagram.
Twitter.
And Facebook.
Nice.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
And bye. Go Jets.
Go Victory.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup. For us. He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal for the victory!